So the reason is not because of Breira and Breira. Maybe everyone agrees to Breira and Kudav Shimon. The problem is they're worried the barrel will break before Mitzvah Shabbos and you won't be able to basically affect that Truma and Mitzvah Mitzvah Shabbos in order to work. Says the Gemara, fine, so it's clear. Teich already asks. So in fact, it's so clear because they told him those words. Why are we even having a discussion about Breira here? They clearly said, aren't you worried about the breaking of the barrel? So why talk about Breira? Where's Breira coming here? What's the whole Gemara's discussion? So one possible answer, Teich doesn't bring, one possible answer is the Gemara does it sometimes. They're saying, look, we don't believe in Breira. You do believe in Breira. But even according to you, why aren't you worried about the barrel breaking? And Teisa then says, have many times the Gemara in a Braisa or in a Mishnah where we bring in a reason that is not even our main reason. We're just bringing a reason along just to I guess substantiate what we're saying, but that is not the primary reason, like over here. Primary reason is called Ein Breira. An additional reason we're worried about the breakage of the barrel. Says the Gemara further, Maida Salakadaitin, because the way we thought initially, which is what Rava said, the Be'in and Reisha Shishon Akodin, the way we thought originally, Rava said it because you needed to be discernible, the Truman and Maisif and the rest, and it's all mixed up in the one barrel. So Mike Omle, why Taka did they mention about breaking the barrel? How can you even think that was the Pshat? Hacha Kamla, this is what they said. Lidi Don, according to us, being a Reisha Shishon Akodin, we hold it has to be discernible. But Lidach, according to you, you hold that what? That, you hold that we say Breira. He said, aren't you worried at least of that? Amalani answered back. What was Amay's answer? Look, if it happens, it happens. I'm not worried that maybe this will happen. But if it will happen, it will happen. Interesting, because Amay is the one who holds Chashin Lemuta. We're always worried of even small possibilities. And here he says, it will happen. I'm not worried about a small possibility. Unless he believes it's like a muta de muta, the chance of this happening is so infinitesimally small, it doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even register on the radar, so it doesn't concern me. Okay, let's just quickly do the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, continuing on, we already had part of it before. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you have Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, it's not considered like one long day, and therefore, if you set an Eidav up for Friday night, it's fixed Friday night and Shabbos night, and now you're stuck both days. The only direction you can go is, let's say, to the Ma'ariv, to the west. But rather, Shabbos is one day, and Yom Tov is independent day, second day. So he said, this is what his opinion is. Abelazar says, Yom Tov asom lo Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov is on a Friday. Bein lo fenebech leh, or on a Sunday. Ma'ariv ad shnei Eidavin. You can set aside two Eidavin. Ve'omer and say, Eiruvi b'rishol mizich. On Friday, I want to go to the east. Uvisheini l'mayriv. And on Shabbos, I want to go to the west. You can separate the 2 days, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oberishon leMaidiv uveShein leMizrach, or the first day to Maidiv and the second day to Mizrach. Eiruvi Berishon uveSheini kibnei Iri. Or he says, I want the first day to have an Eidiv. Friday I want to be able to walk into the Lamed, but on Shabbos I don't want an Eidiv. I want to be able to walk in both directions, 2,000 number. Eiruvi uveSheini. I want that my Eidiv should be only effective on the second day. Uberishon kibnei Iri. In other words, you can separate the 2 days and there's no issue whatsoever. However, Chacham disagree. They say that both the Shabbos and Yom Tov are like one long day. So, either that both days are in the same direction, or there's no Eidav here at all. Either you make the Eidav for both days, or there's no Eidav at all. Now, actually, it seems to be redundant. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Says the Gemara, so they explain, Kate said, Yasser, so what do you do? Let's say the Eidav has to be effective both days, but how do you know that the Eidav is still there the second night? Kate said, Yasser, Malicha Berishon, let's say Friday. Thursday afternoon, you bring it there. Umach Shicholov. And you don't want to leave it there till Shabbos, because maybe somebody will eat it up, you won't have anywhere to go on Shabbos. So what you do is you wait until nighttime, and then nightly you take the food with you, Ubaloi, and you go home. Because you don't need the food to stay there. Remember, we learned at the beginning of Shabbos, that's when the very end of the day before, or the very beginning of twilight, that's when it takes effect. Then you go back on Friday, B'sheni, Mach, Friday you bring it back again, right before Shabbos. Mach Shecholav, wait until the end of Bein HaShemoshah, so you know for sure it was there. V'oichel, you can't carry it back. Eat it there, Ubole, and go home, if you want to eat it. V'nimtza mistake b'alichosei, mistake b'eruvei. So you gain by walking there, because now you're guaranteed to be able to walk there on Shabbos, plus you ate a meal. Nechel b'rishon, if let's say after the first day it was eaten up, but if let's say it was eaten up, then you don't have an Eidav for the second day anymore, because obviously it's no longer there. So Rabbi Lezer says to him, doesn't that prove that you people agree with me? If you hold that Shabbos and Yom Tov are one long day, so if you put an Erev there, let's say the beginning of Friday or Thursday night, Yom Tov, according to you, it should be effective on Shabbos, even if it disappears. Why is it that if it disappeared Thursday night, you can no longer walk there on Shabbos, carry there on Shabbos? Obviously, Shabbos is separate from Friday. So I'm right then. Each day is a separate Erev. Don't you concede to me, Shabbos and Yom Tov consider two separate days, and therefore, why don't you have the right to have the Eid for Friday to go in one direction, and on Shabbos to go a totally different direction? Okay, so that finishes the Mishnah, and we will continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.